Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Come on. Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
Praise Him in the middle of it. Amen. I pray that got your feet jumping. Amen. Got your mindset ready for what the Lord is going to do today. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Mount Carmel International Church, MCI Ministry Radio. I thank God for you, you, and you. Praise God. We are in store, amen, for such a great time in the Lord today. So I thank and praise God this morning. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Colin McNeil this morning. Praise God. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just want to say one more thing before I pray this morning. I want to thank my husband. Amen. He came down and set me up this morning. Praise God. And it's just, I mean, it's such a great atmosphere this morning for me to just minister the word of the Lord. So I shout out to my husband. Thank you so much. I love you for just pushing me to my destiny and helping me along the way. Amen. He prepares things, and I'll be like, thank you, Lord, for him. Amen. He's not trying to stop me and block me, but he's just continued to push me. Amen. So I thank God for that. Amen. But this morning, y'all, come on, let's give God some glory this morning. Let us pray this morning. Thank you for having me in your homes this morning. Amen. Father, yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit, we give you glory, God, this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that came on this morning, Lord God, thought in our robbery, Father God. Hallelujah, God, to come to listen to what you have to say on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm asking that everyone that's represented here, God, yes, Holy Ghost, bless their homes, Father God, bless their lives, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say, Lord, how you're going to move, how you're going to heal, how you're going to deliver, God, and how you're going to make free, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for giving us hope, God, yes, Holy Spirit, that only comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I sit here this morning, I ask the Holy Ghost to sit on the inside of me, God, this morning. Lord God, speak through me, God, today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, God, that only you can give, God. And I pray, God, as I deliver this word, God, high, yes, Holy Spirit, that there'll be no interruptions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, clear the airways right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against every spirit, God, that would try to block and stop your ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, today. These things we pray in our, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in your Son's name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Praise God. This morning, I want to come from the book of Genesis this morning. God has a word for us, y'all, and I was just so excited. I'm just ready to give birth to the word this morning. Amen. Genesis, the 18th chapter. Genesis, y'all have it? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read, amen, because God want to talk to us today. Praise God. The Bible says in Genesis 18, then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth tree in Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground and said, my Lord, if I have now found favor in thy sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I will bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh your hearts. After that, you may pass by insomuch as you have come to your servant. They said, do as you have said. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, quickly, make ready three measures of fine meal. Kneal it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd, took a tender of a good calf, gave it to the young man, and hastened to prepare it. So he took the butter and the milk and the calf, which he had prepared, and set it before them, by them under the tree as they ate. Then they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? So he said, here in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, to the time of next year. Hear me what I'm saying, y'all. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old. Come on, now, come on, y'all. Well advanced in age. And Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have the pleasure, my Lord, of being old also? And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, I should surely bear a child since I am old? Is anything, oh, hear me in the Holy Ghost, y'all, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm talking to you according to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh. For she was afraid and said, no, but you did laugh. Oh, I'm going to stop there, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Glory to God of what God is going to say to us today. But God told me on yesterday, he said, laughter will be your portion. Laughter will be your portion. Hallelujah. You will have a hallelujah moment from the Lord. Oh, y'all better talk to me this morning. You will be, the portion will be your lot, your inheritance, and your destiny, saith the Lord thy God. Hear me, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know y'all probably skipping a beat right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God said, laughter will be your portion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As everybody said, hallelujah. Glory to God. God is going to make you laugh. Amen. Praise God. But in this sermon, amen, God is going to make you laugh. Come on, somebody. It is the hottest part of the day. Work is impossible. And sleep. Come on, because why? In spite of, so Abraham sits in the shade at the entrance of the tent, drowsy, watching the heat wave rise from the horizon. Note here, praise God, that it is now Abraham who sits there. Not Abram, it is Abraham. It's the same man, but with a new name. God changed it early that year as Abraham turned 99. The Bible says he turned 99, amen, in Genesis 17, verses 4 through 6. Name was very significant in the Hebrew time. Amen, praise God. A name was more, amen, hallelujah, more than a destination. It was signifies the identity, even the destiny, amen. To change a name was to exercise an awesome power over a person. Oh, come on, somebody. For it meant a change in who that person was and in what he or she would become. God had exercised the power over Abraham. Abraham means exalted father. Abraham means father of many. By changing his name, God set apart, come on, somebody, God set Abraham apart as his special servant with a special destiny. Come on, my God, I give you glory. To be the father of great nations through which he would bless the earth. He did the same thing with Sarah. Come on, I'm going somewhere, y'all. Listen to me now. Changing her name to Sarah, amen, praise God, in Genesis 17, 15, and 16, both names meant princess. By renaming, stressed that she belonged to God, and what she would do, give birth to nations and kings. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Take a look at how God, and right now, praise God, as we look at life right now, we really see people naming their kids anything. Amen. I recently read, praise God, I don't know why this comes back to my spirit, but I recently read, amen, we are in the coronavirus right now, and somebody named their babies, twin children, Corona and COVID. Amen. Praise God. Now, why would you name your child, amen, something that's going on that's a disaster? Praise God. So we have to be very, very careful of what our names is and what we represent. Amen. God has given us a name. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That will bless our lives for our destiny. Glory to God. Back then, it was very important what you name your child. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But here. Listen to this. The forge has been doing its work. What do you mean forge has been doing its work? Amen. Praise God. A forge is to make or shape a metal object by heating it in the fire or furnace and beating or hammering it. I'm going, so I want you to listen to me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shanda. Yes, Holy Spirit. The forge has been doing its work. God was doing his work. Amen. Even though Sarah and Abraham, praise God, was old in age, praise God, but God was still at work in their lives. I don't want you to say, praise God, and I tell everybody, stop saying that you're old. Stop saying what God will use you to the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. I know them bones feel something. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's the flesh. That's the flesh. Amen. The spirit brings life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So here in the 24 years since God first promised to give these two children, senior citizens, come on somebody, a son. Amen. Praise God. The weight has been purifying and shaping Abraham and Sarah. I want you to hear what I'm saying. The weight. God sometimes make us wait because he has to purify us, shape us, mold us, reconstruct us, rebuild us. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Purifying to shape Abraham and Sarah into Abraham and Sarah. Remember, from God's reckoning, at least as important as the thing we wait for is what we become as we wait. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith and character are brought forth in delay. I want you to hear what I'm saying today. Glory to God. Glory to God. It might be God always, everybody always say delayed, but not denied. Come on, I give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Sometimes faith and character are brought forth in the delay. So is a marvel of a humor, a sense of humor. Do we have a sense of humor? Can we laugh at the things? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us, amen, about our portion being our laughter. Amen. Praise God. And Abraham, not Abram, we see sitting drowsy, amen, at the entrance of his tent. He is nodding off to sleep when out of the corner of his eyes, he see three men standing nearby. They seem to have appeared out of nowhere. Come on, somebody. And something strange is stirred deep inside Abraham when he sees them, something like fear, but not quite. Oh, y'all hear what I'm saying today? Praise God. And more like excitement and anticipation. Who would have known that people are arriving where he's at in the midst of a desert place? Oh, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Some of us, amen, praise God, we feel like we're in the midst of a desert place, but God is going to show up and make you laugh. Oh, my Shanda. Yes, Holy Spirit. So here, he's excited. He sees, amen, out of nowhere. He rises immediately. He has suddenly a clear, amen, and rushes over where they stand. Hospitality is scarce duty for the edge of a desert place. So he bows low before them and speaks to one of them to seem to be their leader. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So could you imagine, praise God, being in the midst of a desert place, somebody shows up, amen, but there, praise praise God. Hear what I'm saying. Hospitality. A lot of time, praise God, the world is losing hospitality. They don't want to serve nobody. They don't want nobody at their houses. Praise God. Hallelujah. But back in the day, I remember, praise God, Hamashanda, that my mom and my dad, praise God, would let everybody come in, let them all eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. My uncles and my aunts, they would show up, and we had a good time in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is hospitality. We have lost that in this day and this time because we all fearful of what other neighbors or our family members will bring into our home. Praise God. But we got to get back, amen, to letting God be God in our homes. Okay, Babu Shanda. Let God back in your house. Get your house back sanctified before the Lord. Dedicate it. Rededicate your house back to the Lord. Oh my God, I give you glory. So here, he's a leader. He speaks to the leader. If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, listen what he said. Do not pass your servant by. And we all say this, glory to God. Lord, please don't pass me by in this season. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get something for you to eat so you can refresh and then go your way. Now that you have come to your servant, the perfect host is the one who says, as each guest arrives, I'm so glad you are finally here. And when each leaves, must you go so soon? A lot of time, praise God, we got to get back to that place. But here, Abraham is the perfect host, amen. When they agreed to stay and to accept his hospitality, he hurries into the tent and say to his wife, Sarah, quick, get 3 measures of flour, amen, kneel it, bake it, amen, some bread, praise God. Then he runs out into the herd and picks out the best, most tender calves and orders a servant to slaughter it, to cook it, and then he brings it to some butter, some milk, and for the guests to enjoy and wait, and oh, glory to God, and wait for the bread and the meat to cook, amen, praise God, hallelujah. And that's how God is. We need to bring our best to him. Don't give him our leftovers and say, God, I only have this, Lord. But give God your best. Amen. Praise God. These 3 men eat soundly. While as Abraham stands watching them, trying to understand the feeling he had in their presence. Have you ever been in God's presence and feel the glory of God? Amen. Praise God. It's such a softness and it's such a glory. And then they speak, asking him, where is his wife? Sarah. Where is Sarah? Abraham says, there in the tent. And then the leader speaks. The leader speaks, y'all. And no, Abraham knows the reason. His butterflies. This is no man and no stranger. This is one he had heard. Come on. Speak to him the year before, but had no sense. This is the one who promised him and Sarah a son. This is the Lord. Then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Hear me when I tell you, praise God, hallelujah. When we go to the Bible, yes, Holy Spirit, and we read, praise God, yes, God, we read in 18 and 10, praise God, glory to God, glory to God. Here, he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Come on, somebody. Sarah heard him as the men ate. Sarah, who must have had the same feeling about them as Abraham did, in my studies, she laid on the floor near the entrance of the tent, eavesdropping on the conversation. She hears the man say, Sarah, your wife will have a son, and she has was, you know, she was stifled and a reaction. She had heard the story before. Oh, y'all hear what I'm saying? She heard it before for the last 24 years, to be exact. Now, listen to me. Praise God. God give you a promise. My God, I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. No matter how long it takes, praise God, praise God. God will bring that thing to pass. I'm going to tell you why you're going to laugh. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sarah heard it, to be exact, but now she is in her 90s, and Abraham is nearly 100 years old. She has long since given up on hope. Listen to me, praise God. Yes, Hobo Shanda. She has given up on hope. I want you to hear this today, praise God. Don't give up on God. The song says it, amen. Don't give up on God, because God will never give up on you, praise God. Ha, my Shanda. It hurts for a while to wait and not to receive. Amen. Praise God. Then the hurt turns to anger, and the anger, amen, causes a cold reaction in your spirit. Amen. She is surprised at what she feels now when she hears the seemingly empty promise again. It strikes her as well funny. Praise God. Because she laughed, y'all. She laughed. Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am all worn out, come on somebody, and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure? Oh, y'all ain't talking to me today. She is still holding her hand over her mouth when a man's talking to her husband, speaks again. She might not have heard him had she not used her name again. He said, why did Sarah laugh and say, I will really have a child now that I am old? She's thinking to herself, praise God, she heard the promise. Come on, somebody. She's been going a long time, praise God. Nothing has happened in her life, praise God. This made me almost jump out of my seat, y'all, praise God. Hallelujah. And before she can crawl away to the back of the tent and hide, he continues, is anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, I want you to talk to yourself today, praise God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I want you to talk to yourself today. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing is too hard for the Lord. I will return to you at the appointed time, yes, Holy Spirit, next year, and Sarah will have a son. He has heard her thoughts. This is no ordinary man, terrified at what is happening. She shoots from inside the tent and did not laugh. Without even turning in her direction, the stranger says, he didn't even look at her, y'all. Yes, you did laugh. Here, praise God, we go and find out, what is the meaning of Sarah's laugh? Or, for what's the matter, what makes any of us laugh? But this crucial point for us is understanding Sarah's laugh. Waiting a long time. That is Sarah's humor. She can laugh at. Of an old, now you know back in the day, they used to say, oh, you're an old bag. You know how they did back in the day. That old bag down the street, praise God. Sister Silky back down the street. She's just an old bag right now, praise God. But let me tell you, God is an awesome God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. An old bag having a baby, or having one foot in the grave and the other one in a maternity ward, is anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, come on, somebody. But that is all she can laugh at. She expects no surprise from God. Of the world she's grown accustomed to living in, as a result, her laugh can be only bitter. Sometimes, praise God, you give a word to somebody, praise God, hallelujah, and later on they don't even want to hear the word of the Lord no more because they done lost hope, praise God, Hamashanda, ha, yes, Holy Holy Spirit. But listen, 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 Hamashanda. Sometimes God will speak, amen, praise God, and we are shunned the word, praise God. But we got to grab a hold of the word of the Lord. God is moving, y'all. He is going to make you laugh. I'm telling you, praise God, you can hear the Lord say your wife will have a son, and she cracked up in her bitterness. She cannot hear God say, is anything too hard for the Lord? If she could believe, surprise would come together, and she would really throw her head back and laugh as she never laughed before, and she would cover her mouth when she did. She would be laughing and weeping at the same time. Amen. Faith, come on, somebody say faith in action. Faith in action, praise God. That kind of humor can serve us very well in an everyday occurrence in our lives. It helps us to stand outside of ourselves. Somebody say stand outside of yourself. It can help us avoid pretense of shame. Come on, somebody. I can be on guard against anything that's taking ourselves too seriously. Amen. If you can ever had a day in which everything was going wrong, amen, praise God, and you're able finally to sit down and think about what happened, praise God, it will make you laugh. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, Shanda. What you want, what God is actually getting from you, praise God, and you know what it means, that kind of laughter has saved lives. Amen, praise God. Oh, come on, somebody. Later on, you think about how the devil used somebody, praise God. Huh? There's a lot of times we get all fret, praise God, but we got to know it's not the person, but it's a spirit, and you have to laugh at that spirit that comes up against you. Don't beat the person up. It's the spirit behind the person. Glory to God. The Bible agrees. It asks the same question. Oh, Lord, what is man that you care for him? The son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a fleeting shadow, the Bible says in Psalms 144. Low-born men are but a breath. Come on, somebody. A high horn are but a lie. It weighs on a balance. There are nothing together. They are only a breath. And God going to make you laugh. Sarah laughed. Here, long waiting has sapped her. Sapped her. It sapped her humor. Have you ever been in a place, amen, that you just sit back and you just, whoa, mosey me, mosey move, come on, somebody, I ain't nothing going to work out, praise God, but you're speaking death in your own destiny, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't want to do that, amen, praise God. You want to keep speaking life no matter what happens, praise God, because one day, God is going to make you laugh, amen, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to know, praise God, that God, the God of heaven, amen, is favoring you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is blessing you. Praise God. God is moving by his Holy Spirit in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He told me to tell you today, amen, laughter will be your portion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So know this, praise God, that God is gone to make you laugh, and he's going to favor you. I'm going to go to a song, and I will be right back. Keep on giving God the praises. Keep on giving God the glory, because surely, in the midst of all the pandemic, amen, the COVID-19, praise God, you are coming out with a great laugh, dancing your feet, a movement that you never moved before. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. God said, laughter will be your portion.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
Genuine. God,
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me because my enemy, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemy, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not fall.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
Prosperity.
I even spoke
health.
He favored me.
They
whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me.
My character.
My faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend. Won't compromise.
I speak
prosperity. And I speak health. In question, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Tell you we are. Say it. Because I got it. Through my crisis. Difficulty. Through my hard time. I found favor. Favor. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, I rise. Amen, hallelujah. Thank God, amen, for his grace and his mercy, y'all. Hallelujah. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. We welcome you here today, and we thank God for you for being a part of MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcement. On Monday, your fix at 6 at 6 p.m. with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. You will get your fix. He has been such an inspiration, such a blessing. So don't forget, set your clocks for 6 p.m. Don't forget to get your fix at 6. And praise God. Hour of Power and Praise at 6 a.m. You will get Morning Glory with the one and only, the one and only. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I will be on at 6 a.m. with the Hour of Power and Praise. And don't forget, y'all, on Fresh Fire Friday. Fresh Fire Friday. Fresh Fire Friday. I had to get those words right, y'all. Fresh Fire Friday. The blowing of the shofar. You will have different artists, praise and worship, words of inspiration. You will be on, amen, with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil and the blowing of the shofar. We are in a time of celebration. We are in a time where God is doing his thing. So don't forget. Don't forget to set your clock at 7 p.m. for the blowing of the shofar to usher it into the praise and worship and inspiration. Praise God. Sunday morning, y'all. Sunday morning service at 9 a.m. We will be bringing the church to you, to your home. Praise God. At 9 a.m. you will get Pastor Matthew McNeil or you'll get Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Either one, praise God, we will be there at 9 a.m. Praise God, come into your house to bring forth the word of the Lord. And I pray that you will be blessed on all these services. And if you want to be a blessing to MCI Ministry, you can sow your seed, Cash App. Amen. We have a Cash App. Praise God. And if you cannot do that, I'll give you more information. But the Cash App is dollar sign Anointed 222. $ANOINTED 222. We just don't want to receive, y'all. Come on, somebody. We want to release a blessing into the ministry that the ministry can go to the kingdom. Amen. This is time, praise God, that we have to push forward in ministry. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. You have truly been a blessing to be with us on these days, and we give God the glory. May God bless you. May God keep you. And guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do we. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget, babe, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Sarah left, y'all. Here, here, here. Sarah left. Her long-awaited has sapped her of her humor. God, it takes a surprise away from the sense, amen, and all that remains is a bitter chuckle, amen. That is why God's response to Sarah has such a force. When he says to her, is anything too hard for the Lord? Come on, somebody. He is inviting her to have a really good laugh and let a surprise back into her life. Has anything been sapped out of your life? Amen. Praise God. God is trying to bring back the laughter. Amen. Don't get bitter. Get better, y'all. He invites us, amen. He invites us to do the same. It's only when our sins, amen, praise God, gets messed up and entangled in the world and watching everything, amen, lies me God, great surprise. Me God, great surprise of grace and promise that we are enabled to live in our lives with just a sense of humor, a sense of laughter. Is anything too hard for God? I want to keep saying that. Is anything too hard for God? Amen. He told us, praise God, laughter will be our portion. That is an overwhelming and shattering question. It demands an answer. Come on. Answer yes, and the world, amen, come on. Answer yes, and the world is shut down. The universe is closed, amen, praise God, and God is no longer God. That's not so, praise God. The answer is no, there is nothing that is too hard for God and you and the world, praise God, hallelujah, because God has the whole world in his hands. Come on, his possibilities is endless, amen, praise God, and we are free, amen, to do what God called us to do. And he is radically, amen, praise God, free to keep his promises. Come on. He is going to keep his promise to you despite the odds against it. Oh, hear me in the Holy Ghost today. In spite the odds against it, God is going to bring to pass that. What I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. But I don't care. Despite the odds, God is going to move. But beware, beware, beware. But when his surprise completes, amen, praise God, you had better be ready to be shaken out of customary, praise God, stable, reliable, but hopeless existence. Sarah will go through a pregnancy in her 90s, and worse, her son, adolescence, amen, when she is over 100. The question is, do we really want to believe that what God, oh, come on, somebody, that God, and with God, there is nothing that is impossible? For if we do believe that, then we can no longer be content to keep on living our lives as though business was normal. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to get a wild and crazy praise. Huh? Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Wild and crazy things can happen, and they usually do, praise God. As we wait, it is crucial, and it's crucial that we keep our sense of humor, fullness meaning of the word. When laughter goes, so does hope, praise God, hallelujah. When God reaffirms, come on, I'm hearing this thing. When God reaffirms his promises to Abraham and Sarah, he restores not only their faith, but their ability to laugh as well. On goes with others, only the laughter can believe. Amen, praise God. Only the laughters can believe. Only the believers can laugh. The only thing worse than waiting is without laughing. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is going to make you laugh again. Amen. Praise God. Laughter will be your portion. Yes, it will. When God brings forth his promises to you, praise God, in your life, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost, you will forget the disappointment. Come on, my God, I give you glory. You will forget the pain. You will forget the shame. You will forget when they laughed at you and when, oh, come on, somebody, you will forget when they laughed at you. They will laugh with you, praise God, because what God is going to do, praise God. This is a new birth, and amen, praise God. This is a new thing that God is going to do in your life, amen. The appointed time, he said, I will return to you, praise God. And the same thing that he said for Sarah, he is saying for you, and you, and myself. At the appointed time, I will return. Nothing's too hard for our God. Amen. Praise God. The world, praise God, look at the heavens. It declares his glory. Come on, y'all. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The last time I checked, amen, the sun rises, the sun goes down. The moon is still where it's at. The sun is still where it's at. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Regardless of your circumstances, God has not forgotten about you. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, regardless of your circumstances, God has not forgotten about you. Obey and trust in his plan. Amen. God is faithful to his promises. Amen. The Bible says, oh, I'm going to the word of the Lord, y'all. The Bible says in number 23 and 19, God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man, praise God, that he shall repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken it? Come on, somebody. And will he not make it good? I'm talking to somebody. Somebody needs another boost, another connection with the Lord. Oh, they need you just need another connection. You need another boost of faith. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Praise God. Praise God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1 and 12, the Lord said to me, he's talking to Jeremiah, yes, Holy Spirit, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. God himself is standing over his word to make good his promises to you. I don't care how long it's taken. I don't care what's going on and what it looks like. You got to get the eyes of God. See through the eyes of faith. I connect you with the Spirit of the living God to see through God's eye today. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 and 11, so is my word that goes from out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty. It will not return unto me void, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I have sent it. Hear me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord is speaking to somebody today. Yes, Holy Spirit. My word, my word, my word, my word will not turn back to me void. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 and 13, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no other greater. Oh my God, I'm getting ready to jump out this chair. He could swear by nobody greater. He swore by himself, saying, surely, oh come on somebody, surely blessings will I bless you, and I'll multiply you. I will multiply you. And so he had patiently, after Abraham patiently endured, amen. The Bible says he obtained the promises. Y'all, here we were, the double shot. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. He wants us to know that his word will not turn back to him void. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Don't look wicked. Let me tell you something. Yes, Holy Ghost. God can move at the blink of an eye. He will take you from wanting to get it. Yes, Holy Spirit. He will take you, praise God, from being sick to being healed. I'm talking to somebody right now, praise God. He will take you out of a place, amen, that you don't want to be in. And he'll put you in the right place. But the Bible says, amen, he's watching over his word to perform that which he said he is going to do. And I hear the Lord says, I am standing up on my word, and my word will not turn back to me void. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to you, you and you. I'm in your house right now. Oh, my Shanda Yadaboshia. God is moving by his spirit. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. He brought forth a word today. You will birth, you will birth, you will birth the new thing that God has already established from the foundation of the world in your name. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. If he has to change your name to bring you through a process, it's all right, praise God, but you're going to get to your destiny. I hear the Lord say, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, just don't sit there. Give me the praises, give me the honor, and give me the glory. What he say? Lift up your head, oh ye gates, and be lifted up, for the King of glory, he shall come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Then he went on to say, lift up your head, oh ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. He's going to do this for you. He's going to do this for me. You're going to see new things happening because you're birthing new things. You're coming out of where you're at. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Ah, here God said, I'm healing some people right now. Yes, God, I thank you. God said, I'm healing, I'm healing, I'm healing. I'm delivering, I'm delivering, I'm delivering. And what you lack, God said, I will give you more than enough. I hear the Holy Ghost, y'all. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today, praise God. I wanted to teach this thing, but it's something on the inside of me that wants you to get this word today. It's something on the inside of me, and it's called the Holy Ghost. Can you connect to the Holy Spirit? Can you connect to the Holy Ghost? God is talking to you, you, and you. Don't matter how long it takes. God said, I promised it, and I'm standing on my word today. Saith the Lord thy God. Oh, God, I bless you today. I give you glory today, God. Nobody but you, Jesus. Nobody but you, Jesus. God is getting ready. Oh, my son, to make you laugh, to make you laugh, to make you laugh again. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. I don't care what your day brings. Don't lose hope, because you will laugh. Oh, have you ever had a hallelujah moment? There's going to be some hallelujah moments where you're going to dance and shout over what God has done, because God has a surprise for you that you don't even know. And when you get it, praise God, don't forget to testify of what the Lord did today. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, I hear you, God. God said it's going to move. He's moving through the airways. No matter what I'm speaking out of my mouth, he's moving to your house. I'm pushing it to your house. I'm pushing it to my house. I'm pushing it to the ones that never listen to it. Ye kind of Oshaya, to later on, I push it to your house in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you glory. God says, again I rise. Yes, Holy Ghost. Again I rise in your life. Again I rise in your life. Again I rise. Oh, come on and give God the glory today. Praise God. I thank God. Amen. Y'all done preach me happy today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, for what he is doing, what he is saying, and how he's moving. Oh, my shata koryada bashan. Oh, so if you stand next to somebody, if you're standing next to somebody, give him a high five. Say, God gonna do it again. Oh, come on, come on, come on. God gonna make somebody laugh today. Come on, come on, come on. Give him a high five. Say, God gonna do it. God gonna do it. God promised. God gonna do it. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. God told them, praise God, by this time next year, you will have a son. And I'm here to tell you today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, according to the time of God, he will be with you. Praise God, praise God. Oh, y'all, I love y'all. Yes, Holy Spirit, I done had a good time this morning. Thank you, Father, for your words today. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have said and done today. Thank you for what you're going to do, God. I ask that you bless your people, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we get ready to close out, y'all. We get ready to close out, but I'm going to close out with a song, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, come on, let's bless the name of the Lord. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop praising him. Let the Lord in your house. God said, let me back in. Dedicate your house back to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Let the presence of God come through that house. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We give you glory, Father God, for what you're going to do. God, we say thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, what you have already done, God. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come today, Father God, we thank you, praise you, Father God, for your greatness. God, we ask that you move by your Holy Spirit within their lives, oh God. God, as you have spoken over today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, 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 let my words go. Oh, God, to break fetters, God, today, Lord God, limitations off their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, that there's no limitation. I hear the word limitation. There is no limitation over our lives, Father God, but we will walk in the things that you have called us to walk in, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to be obey and be faithful to you, Father God. Oh, yes, God, because the Bible says that Abraham was faithful and he waited on the promise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray right now, God, that we will wait on the promises, knowing that you already doing it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are not losing hope, but we will have a laughter again, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless thy people, God. Bless thy people, God. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for what you're going to do, Father God, in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we lift up holy hands, God, today, Lord God, we surrender our will to you, God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we turn our will over to you, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will get the glory out of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, if it be one, God, that's still walking in grave clothes, oh, God. I pray, God, that you would dress them in royalty, God, today, Father God, and take the grave clothes off, God, that no longer, God, will be shameful, God, no longer will we feel sorrowful, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, but we will have a laughter in our spirit, God, because you said, God, oh, God, in your word, Father God, laughter is good for the bones, God, it's medicine to the bones, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, oh, God, we just give you glory, Father God, bless thy people, bless thy people, God, bless thy people, Lord God, in the Oshaya, oh God, you know what their need, God, if they have any lack in the house, oh God, I pray that you will supply their needs according to your riches and glory, Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and I say thank you, Father, I thank you, Lord, for watching over your word today, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, over our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you for that you're going to bring the best out of it, yes, Holy Ghost, I hear you, God, that you're going to bring the best out of it, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you for purpose and a plan, God, that you have in our lives, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, Father God, we decree, God, greatness coming out of us, God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a song for you. God bless you. Until next time.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. against your business.
Thy word is upright. You will.
This is need you to do. Because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win.